escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sal was off yesterday. I think you'll like this, especially since it ties into the hot pocket of baseball cards. So, did you see the post from FAN yesterday on Instagram about what the Yankees and Mets lineups were?
I did.
You did see the whole thing?
I didn't look through the whole thing, but I saw enough of it to get a feel for it, yeah.
Okay, so July 1, 87, obviously, yep. Susan Wolman, everybody knows this by now, historic day for everybody, set a new tone and a new trend. And 38 years ago, this was the starting lineup for the Yankees, ironically playing Toronto. So you had Ricky was the DH, Bobby Meacham at short, Mattingly, Winfield, Gary Ward, I remember him, my God, Claudel Washington, I don't like this team. Rick Cerrone, Paul Zuvella, Wayne Tolleson. This team sucks.
No, those are my Yankees. Good God. I remember those Yankees.
You like those guys, right? And Tommy John, who obviously was very good. Let's see what the Metsies trotted out there. July 1, 87, taking on the Cardinals. That was at the height of the Whitey Herzog, Tommy Herr, you know, great rivalry. Mookie in center, Tim Tuffle batting second. Keith at first, Carter, McReynolds obviously on the team now batting five. Our buddy Lee Mazzilli, Maz in right field, Hojo, Santana, Raffy, and El Sidsky on the mound, the big lefty.
I like the idea. We'll get to the bets coming up in a little bit, but I just like the idea of making a big move like McReynolds after having success in 86. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
I think the Mets could use a move like that. And everybody always assumes like, oh, trade. If you're trading somebody who's somewhat productive, it's like, oh, you're breaking it apart. There can be an in-between where you trade somebody who's productive, but you just change it up a little bit, make the pieces fit a little bit better. All right, before we get back to the calls, BT, I teased this Cashman sound. So this was, I don't know if it was winter meetings or spring training. I think it might have been spring training. Either way, it was after Volpe's rookie year in 2023 and before the 2024 season. Listen to Brian Cashman. I think it was Joel Sherman who asked this question. Brian Cashman talking about Anthony Volpe coming off his rookie year.
Let's see. So if Volpe ends up crushing it this year, are you going to be like, hey, I guess their development system does produce hitters?
I reviewed the movies in front of me. The movies this year weren't good.
Okay,
if
so
the
then
movies are good,
so
next year we'll have a different discussion.
All right, right? And then I can hear you say, you know what? Remember last year? I look forward to that. Yep. I look forward to you telling me that when Volpe crushes it offensively this year for us, that you'll say, hey, man, I guess your development program did a good job. And it was just sea legs under him his first maiden voyage year with not much AAA under his belt.
See, that's where I have an issue with Brian Cashman and the Yankees' development or lack thereof. His argument there, vehemently defending his player, and then we had Cashman on after that. We had him on last summer.
That's right.
Where I said I thought he was going to be a star. He said he thought he was going to be a star too. We're now in year three, so there's a whole year and a half removed from where Cashman was vehemently defending Volpe and his farm system development, and he even admitted saying didn't play much AAA, and he had to get his sea legs under him in his first year in the big leagues. Well, how's that worked out? This is not me trying to rip Brian Cashman or backing Joel Sherman. A matter of fact, of the two, I like Brian Cashman better than Joel Sherman. I just think he's a better person. But whatever, that's aside from the conversation.
Interesting insert there. I don't know Joel at all.
A little
beef with Joel?
Yeah, a little bit. He's sensitive on social media. Whatever it may be. I'm not trying to make it about that. Point is, it's about the Yankees and their lack of development. And Joel Sherman was proven correct, and Brian Cashman looks like he's got a lot of egg on his face, not just for Volpe, because to Joel's point, this has happened before. And how can you defend a player and then say he didn't have much AAA, and he's getting his sea legs under him in his maiden voyage in the big leagues? Now fast forward to year three, he's gotten worse, Volpe has.
Well, he's gotten slightly better in certain statistical categories, but the defense has become alarmingly inconsistent. Now, there's two ways for me to frame that exchange, in the now or today, right? In real time, and I want to be fair to this, like if I'm Cashman, and that's a good question by Joel, aggressive reporter is what it is. How am I answering that if I just watched, you know, again, I know a lot of the numbers were not good. It's the 280, 28% on base percentage, sub 700 OPS, but 21 home runs, 24 steals, gold glove. I think that he was entitled to be a little defensive, while Sherman was entitled to ask the question because that has plagued the Yankees for a while. Not an out-of-bounds question, not an out-of-bounds answer for me. But now when you get to today and you hear that, it obviously doesn't sound good for Cashman.
It wasn't a little sensitive from Cashman.
No, he was definitely, it bothered him.
Oh, it touched a nerve, and it touched a nerve because there's a lot of truth to it.
That's what I was going to say. When your wife picks something that you know is right, that she's right, and you know that she's right, doesn't it kind of hit you a little deeper?
Or vice versa.
Or you just walk away and ignore it? Or you say about her?
No, I'm saying when you pick something out
there. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's just human nature. Yeah. Like, when we hear something that deep down we know is true, we're going to get aggressive, and we're going to defend. That's just called self-preservation. That's what happens.
But don't you then think, forget about the battle there or even specific to Volpe, but don't you? And they're doing the same thing with Dominguez, which is what I've been saying for months. Now, maybe he comes out of it. Maybe Dominguez is a different animal.
Dominguez looks a whole hell of a lot better than Volpe does. I think you got to change like the way you view Dominguez and to associate or lump it right in with Volpe. I think that's unfair with Dominguez. Dominguez playing pretty well.
What I'm saying,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thing is, it's the same format. It's the same formula for development, for developing.
Or not getting a lot of AAA, like calling them up. And
they're doing the same exact thing. He didn't have any seasoning in the minor leagues. They're calling him up, throwing him to the Wolves, letting him get his sea legs under him. Now, maybe Dominguez handles it differently. And right now, yeah, he looks like a better offensive player than Anthony Volpe. I still don't trust him defensively. He's been fine, but Dominguez is nowhere near what he was supposed to be.
No, not yet. I agree with that. Now, but he's certainly functional, he's not the star.
Right, now can he get there? So we're supposed to say, okay, well, these potential stars are going to continue to develop and get their legs under him in the big leagues. Or maybe they need more seasoning in the minors. Like, the Yankees just screwed this up with Volpe, to name one, and they're doing the same exact thing with Dominguez. Maybe the result is different. Maybe it's not. And maybe it's just like every other guy not named Aaron Judge that the Yankees have had in the last several years.
Well, think about this, and it's not apples to apples, but I think it's interesting. So Rick Pitino's known as much as anything as a Hall of Famer, player development, right? So when somebody transfers to St. John's, you know, a big time, whether it's Ian Jackson, whomever it might be from Carolina, you just know that once he gets on campus, and they're already there, Rick Pitino, what he's done for 20, 30, Donovan Mitchell, and many others, they rave about his player development. So that reputation, positive one, has followed him around. And you would expect these young players this year, St. John's, to get better. Whereas with the Yankees, it's the opposite. Because they don't have that traction. They don't have that track record. It's very hard to sit there and say, all right, you know, I believe that this player is going to get better because the evidence is underwhelming or overwhelming in the other direction. But let me at least flip this to you fast, because there was a point, and we try to avoid George money again. But there was a point where I was very frustrated as a Yankee fan, saying, could you give this kid a little runway, man? And you could give him more than one start on the mound or more than 9 at-bats before you ship him back to Columbus?
Right.
So now, the answer is probably somewhere in between. There's got to be a better balance. But let's also not forget, for years, and we were screaming about, maybe not on FAN, because I was a kid. I was. It bothered me in the schoolyard. I promised when I talked to my buddies, I'd like to see this kid play. They never let him do it. So there is an alternate universe that also didn't work, but you got to find balance.
Correct. Steve is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Steve?
Hey, BT and Sam, what's up, guys?
What's
How
up,
you doing?
Steve? Hey, Steve.
Good.
We're good.
Good. I just want to let you know, I feel like the Yankees continue to keep playing players out of position. They don't have a third baseman, the shortstop, or a backup catcher, which leads to the turning point of the game yesterday. I feel like it was the catcher's interference call in the seventh inning.
Oh, yeah.
On the check swing.
Yeah, sure.
That caused the Yankees where Springer hits the grand slam, and then it all goes downhill from there. My question to you guys, I feel like, do you feel the Yankees are doing a disservice to Aaron Judge and wasting his prime years not building a winning team around him? Do you think the Yankees are just never going to win a World Series?
Well, I don't know the answer to that, Steven, and it's a great question, really the question. I mean, that's every conversation about the Yankees is really rooted in trying to get that answer. And until they win, the answer remains no. Now, I think that's a little unfair to the Yankees, because Aaron Judge, at the very least, has been put in a position basically every year to be in the playoffs. Now, he's got to start carrying the mail and start hitting there once he gets there. This is not like, I don't look at it quite the same as maybe the Knicks' inability to surround Ewing with a secondary star, or even Mattingly when they had no pitching but they had good hitters. It's not that. But it is true to say that they're not maximizing Aaron Judge's prime. That I'll say.
Here's the counter to that, though, and this is where I would defend the Yankees. When they've gotten to the postseason, Aaron Judge has been nowhere near what he's been in the regular season.
No, that's what I just said. No question about it.
So that's not a Yankees lack of building around Judge issue. That's a Judge issue in the postseason. If Judge was himself in the postseason the way that he is in the regular season, or even something close to that, maybe they would have broken through. I don't think and it's also different in baseball, like to your point with the Knicks, where it was so clear that they needed one more star to complement Ewing. In baseball, it's different. Like, you need a whole team to be able to get through these series. And by the way, the Yankees have been able to get away with this, whether it's lack of development or not having another guy to protect Judge, whatever it may be, because they win. They win all the time. Even in a bad year, they have 90 wins or whatever it may be. They're never under 500. They're in the playoffs almost every single year. And some would argue that, well, after they got to the Game 7 of the ALCS in 2017, they brought in Giancarlo Stanton. What better backup to Judge than Giancarlo Stanton? I didn't like it the way that it fit. I still don't like Cashman's philosophy and the type of players, but I don't think it's specific to, well, they can't build around Judge.
You know what's nuts? The expectations are really almost unfair to the Yankees.
Yeah,
now, they created them because they are very successful. And I just mentioned St. John's, but take a program like Kansas or Carolina. I remember for most of the century, the emptiness with St. John's and others. I'm like, God, I would sign up for 25 wins. All right, so what? You got knocked out in round two. Big damn deal. You know, you were a top 2-3 seed, and you're relevant. And, like, that's kind of the Yankees now, where, you know, they're top 2 seed, top 3 seed. They get there, but they don't get to the Final Four. When they do, they lose it. Whereas, you know, I mean, the Kansas fans and Carolina fans are saying, this ain't good enough. Just like the Yankee fans are saying, this is not good enough. So it's all relative. And anything that we say about the Yankees is always relative, but the biggest issue, I know we got to wrap up the hour. The biggest issue is that it seems to be the same issues.
That's my issue with it. It's a curve. I hate the Met Yankee argument. Like, oh, you say something bad about the Yankees, like, oh, the Mets sucked in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm not talking about the Mets. I'm talking about the Yankees. Can you stay on top?
Oh, we'll talk about those Mets, don't you worry.
They got their own issues, but it's a curve. Is it unfair? Maybe, but they've earned that curve. And that's
right.
A good thing.
I agree.
But they have to now finish the job. And my biggest gripe is that I feel like they got worse from where they were a year ago.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.